Still hung.
Fucking terrible. Got under the bench press and I was like, all right, this 60 kilo set is the only set I'm doing.
Oh, wow. That bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. I did like an upper body workout today.
Yep.
Yeah.
The flush session.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a bad way, trust me. Was it Sunday? No, Monday. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Public holiday in Victoria, guys, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Someone said something like, oh, Jason out on a Sunday night drinking.
Yeah. On a school night.
Yeah, I'm just like, get blind on a school night.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. And then just call in sick for our meeting.
Yeah, yeah, true. Nah, I still haven't recovered. I feel terrible.
So, we're building up for a very exciting episode today. Jason's under the weather. Yeah. But fire him up.
I'll be fine.
So, it hasn't been us for ages.
Yeah.
4 weeks of guests.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. It's just gone like that.
It has. It's been really easy because we haven't had to talk much.
Yeah. And I talk the least when there's a guest, which has been even better.
Yeah. I can't help myself.
No.
I even told you to write it last week.
You're a good host.
Talk too much. Thanks.
You're a good host, Ben.
Thanks.
Actually, I asked questions last week. Look at me go.
Yep. You did.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I was prepared. But I'm not. I was prepared then, but I'm not prepared today.
I'll tell you what. I do have to give a shout out to Adele. I think she's in Manchester somewhere.
Yeah.
It's cool that people in the UK listen. So if you are from the UK, reach out and say hey, because that's sick.
Yeah.
That freaks us out. But she listened to 15 episodes in a week.
What a weapon.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do that shit. I have that down the rabbit hole kind of
once you find thing. Something good.
If I find a good one, I'm like,
it seems a lot.
But to think about someone doing that with our podcast, that's a wild thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the accents. Maybe we just sound cool.
Yeah.
Even if we don't.
Yeah, we sound cool.
Well, to other people, not to
us. At least stupid people, the way they talk. What do they talk so quick and then everything takes so long to say?
Yeah. Yep. I've got to really work on my work cadence, I think. Speak way too fast sometimes.
Mm. I'm just used to the language of Ben, so.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't sit there and say, like, slow down.
Yeah. Just take it.
Wow. Wowzers.
So we have, on that note, we have an announcement, Jason.
We do.
Did you know?
No. I'm strapping myself in.
So we have a new partner
we're
working with.
We do. I know about this, guys. I don't just like not know what's happening.
I know
in the
about
business.
It. Yeah. I know something.
Yeah.
So you guys may have already listened to the episode with Ash from MA. So let's tell the full story.
Sure.
So pretty much we sat in this room 3 months ago, just after Christmas.
Yeah.
And decided, all right, it's time. We've been talking about it for ages. We're going to launch STC Media.
Yep.
We're going to do websites, blog writing, logo creation, all of the things.
Everything.
Ready to go.
Wrote a whole business model.
Jason, KPR, work with Tam, get it fucking done.
Mm.
4 weeks ago, I went to a workshop, a industry night it was called. I felt very fancy.
How crazy is it that we kind of weren't going to go to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jason didn't want to go, so I went.
Yeah.
That's how that worked.
If I went, it would have been bad. So I was very salty.
So, and there's more to
From
that story.
Other events. Yeah.
More to that story, but I'll come back to it because I haven't told you yet. We'll do it on air.
Oh, fuck.
So, walked into this workshop. There was a headliner. Never heard of him before. Checked out, obviously, the Instagram page. I'm like, oh, yeah, they look all right. And I reckon about 20 minutes into, I think what was a 45-minute, maybe an hour presentation, I was like, yeah, fuck, they're way better at this than we are. So I was like, well, what did we, I guess, kind of do with the app? I was like, well, it's going to be too expensive to build, so we can't beat them. We'll just join them. Same kind of idea. It was like, okay, we need to work with them.
Yep.
So then, obviously, Ash was down in Melbourne for a period of time, so caught up with her again at the My Strength Book workshop, chatted back and forth a few more times, and saw that there was enough room. There wasn't actually much crossover in terms of what we do and what they do, in terms of, like, a conflict of interest as such.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So then we were looking at the course and like units that we wanted to write that we'd probably put off just because we knew it was going to take a lot of R&D just to get it right, to give it to other people, which was like web building, email marketing, all that kind of design stuff as well.
Oh, we didn't really know who we could bring in to do it.
Correct.
Which is what we've done with other stuff.
In the past, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, we ended up speaking to them and that's what's going to happen. So, they're going to be part of all three tiers of the Standout PT program.
That's huge.
There is going to be a segment of that program that'll become its own standalone program at some point for an entry-level price point for PTs that maybe just starting out and can't afford the top tier service just yet. But yeah, they'll be on every level, which is really exciting.
Mm, that's good.
So as a part of that, that also means STC Fit_learning. It's all changing.
Well, I didn't know this.
Everything's changing. So we're going to go through a rebrand as well. So you may have seen some sneaky colors.
Mm.
Folding in on the Instawebs. So some, ironically,
blue,
the same color as the chairs in studio. Some green for Jason, maybe.
Yeah, coming around to it.
Yeah,
it might wrap the C43.
Get
now.
The Merc wrapped. But just like a flat army green.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty gangster.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. I don't know if my wife would like that. It's our car. It's not mine.
Yeah,
but she drives it more than I do.
She comes home and it's done. What are you going to do?
True.
Rip it off. So yeah, a few color changes, maybe a logo change. The podcast names are going to change. We may or may not, we literally haven't decided yet, be relaunching the STC Fit podcast, which is going to have a new name, which I think we've settled on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be called Banter and Barbells, or Barbells and Banter. Which one?
Barbells and Banter has a nicer flow to it, don't you think, Tam? Banter and Barbells?
Barbells and Banter.
I agree. Yeah. Barbells and Banter.
Hearing it live on the podcast, the decisions from the big dogs being made.
Yeah.
Barbells and Banter, the new STC Fit podcast. It'll be Barbells and Banter brought to you by STC Fit.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know which fucking channel you're supposed to be on.
Which is our fault, all right?
Yeah,
we get it.
Because we know... But
it's fucking confusing.
We know everyone else doesn't fucking know because you all tagged the wrong shit. So we're going to make that really obvious and make it easier to obviously tag things. So there may be a bit of a change with learning. We're not sure.
Yeah, we'll be undecided on that.
Yet something will change. We're not just not sure
what
it's going to be yet. Mm. You know what? We'll put it out to you. We have two options at the moment that we're thinking about. So we're either just going to remove the fit and just change to STC Learning, which allows us to maintain the current branding. Everyone kind of knows what learning is.
Yeah.
Or go to Biz. So STC Biz or Business. Mm. Pros being, obviously, it's very clear what business is. Cons being, we also like to talk about training and educate in that space as well.
Mm.
So I don't want to pigeonhole ourselves into just business.
Yeah, I agree.
When we love programming and all that kind of shit so much.
Yeah.
But also the clarity of what that suggests.
If you land on it, it's like you know what it is.
Exactly, yeah. So, So that means fucking everything. We get a brand new website. We're going to have one again
because
everyone can fucking find it.
Yeah.
So you'll land on my website and then you'll decide where you want to go from there.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. A few other tweaks, obviously. You'll see, hopefully, our socials and all of that improve going forward. Just visually and a few tweaks in terms of the roadmap, I guess, finding what we do, which is exciting.
Mm.
Is that it?
Was that the announcement?
Well, that's the announcement. Yeah. We've partnered with MA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all we're doing though, right? There's more or not?
Oh, we're doing the program thing and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we're... Also, as part of that, so one service that MA have is they partner with MyStrengthBook.
Mm.
And when Mike was here, he talked about push and pull, which again, everyone gets fucking confused. It doesn't know which one's which. So basically, MyStrengthBook has two services inside the one app, basically. So you can have a coaching app where client pays you, you give them access and you coach them one-on-one. Or you have like a subscription model where client just signs up to the app.
Templated programs.
Yeah.
Off you go.
And you just do the thing.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the new shirt. Do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on.
There's a new announcement as well. Yeah, do the fucking thing. We can say fucking 10. We just have to spell it FKN. Yeah. Remember that? What was
Do we have we had the F-bomb on a t-shirt though, ever?
Yeah, we did arsehole.
That's not. There's levels.
We did arsehole.
There's
and
levels
then we did
to
shit,
profanity.
And then, yeah, now we dropped the FK in.
Yeah, what's next? C-bomb.
Yeah. Put Chad's face on it. We have to get permission.
How do you...
No, we've had a few now, so we could have... Strangely, they're all the same person, almost. That's disrespectful, but they're just big meathead dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, it was Mike... No, Mike wasn't on here.
No, he did it
in person.
Yeah, he did it at
the seminar. Yeah, yeah. So, Shero and Chad. Yeah, have both been on there and...
Said the C-bomb.
Slayed it.
Not even I've said it.
Nah, I haven't either.
Nah, it's just never a time.
It's not a public word for me.
It's a golf course word. Yeah, if I'm around the boys and we're getting...
Yeah, it's a golf course.
Rowdy.
Yeah.
She flies out.
Yeah. So yeah, that's really exciting. So we're going to have a subscription model programming, which is exciting for us. And our plan is, and so I actually had this conversation with Ash yesterday. I was like, look, I'm really shit at keeping secrets. I'm bad at it. I like talking about the stuff that we're doing and I'm really bad at like building this secret, like stay tuned, something is happening. It's like, I can't do that. Like, I just want to talk about it and tell everyone what we're doing because I'm excited about doing it. She's like, no, tell everybody. So that's what we're doing. So you guys will be able to plug in and see this whole process of what we go through. We have been warned. It's a fucking nightmare, which I think were Ash's exact words.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, it's a nightmare for 3 months. So
cool.
Yeah.
Any particular reason or?
Just like rebuilding shit, I would just assume.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially when you're, I know you're already at a point where it's like, I've rebuilt this thing like 5 times now.
All right. So this has been like just wording me up.
Preparing
you to do the same thing you've done for the last 3 years again.
Yeah, I wrote a post for you this morning on Instagram. Did you see it?
Yeah, cool. Did you tag me? I shared it, but I probably
didn't read it.
I was at the gym, man, trying to get a pump.
Look, I appreciate the share. Yeah. So I said that personal trainers are always encouraging their clients not to be destination focused.
Yeah.
So it's always like, oh, once I have 30 clients, I'll be happy. Or once I'm making $2,000 a week, I'll be happy. Or once I finish this project, then I'll be able to chill out. It's like, it doesn't fucking come.
Nah.
It never comes. So.
Are you calling me out? I was going to say, like, I know that.
It was a reminder.
If I finish something, I get scared. It was like, fuck, something else
more.
Is coming.
It was a reminder for both myself and I know that you're in a similar mindset where it's like, okay, we've got to do this thing again. I've seen this so many times.
I think where I fall with that now is it's actually a good sign that we're getting the right people in the right places. Rather than spreading, because we're used to spreading ourselves so thin.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing similar work all the time and I'm actually not being involved in other stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good indication that you've got people in the right spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if you've made it this far, you can now go and put yourself in the draw to win $4,000 worth of free shit.
Tam's going to do the drum roll.
Fuck, that was way better ad. I did an ad read that's coming for you guys again later, but it's not as good as this one. Yeah. So $4,000 worth of giveaways. Down the lens, $4,000.
$4,000, Ben.
It's not fucking bad, eh?
I want it.
So you get 12 weeks access to the Standout PT program, which is our premium program. Tagline is the most complete personal training upskilling program on the planet. Prove me wrong, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
because it is.
It's true.
I haven't seen one that comes close.
Yeah,
to be honest. Plus, MA are giving a startup kit. So branding, logos, go over your social media templates, get the ball rolling for all of that stuff. That's the first time ever Tam's turned my microphone down.
What a package!
Turned Jason's up.
I'm
excited.
I'm still at a hungover tone.
You for fucking how many years have we been doing the podcast? It's been the other way around.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, to enter, what you need to do if you're watching on YouTube, you need to hit subscribe, leave a comment, open your phone, share the podcast, tag STCFit, _learning. See, we need to change this to our...
Yep.
And follow at MA Services. So EMAY. Tam will put links and stuff. And yeah, you go into the draw. So just a reminder.
It's a great prize.
Share the story. Tag STCFitLearning. Follow MA and STCFit _learning.
Mm.
On Instagram. On Spotify, you just need to give us 5-star review.
Yep.
And on YouTube, just subscribe, leave a comment, and you're in the draw. $4,000.
What a prize.
So imagine getting 12 weeks of education from us legends.
Oof. Don't you hate that word when people say it to you?
Legends. It depends.
Cheers, legend.
Yeah, like that. Go fuck yourself. and then all of your branding and logo and shit. And just to be clear, like the stuff we've already seen, we thought our stuff was pretty good.
Yeah, it's great.
And Tam does a fucking amazing job. Mm. Just like hasn't ever been given any direction from anyone other than us.
Mm.
And we are not the best at it. But seeing some of the concepts come through, it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so that's an exciting development.
It's a prize that I would want if I was a personal trainer.
I want it for myself now.
You know what to do.
Yeah.
Get into the draw. Don't pull him out of the hat, though. It'll look bad
if I win. I won F1 last year, and I still haven't got my fucking merch pack. Looking at you over there, admin officer. Staff not eligible.
Half the competition staff. Yeah.
Is there anyone else? There's like three other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. I'm done for the episode. Jace, you're taking over now.
All right. Well, how's training going?
What's up, guys? You're listening to the STC Fit Learning Podcast, brought to you by ourselves. Feel free to go check out our website, so stcfitlearning.com. On there, we have a bunch of free resources, including how to niche your business, how to actually sell during consults, and a free programming template, plus our business scorecard, which you can go and take and see how you stack up in the industry based on what we think is elite and how to become the best trainer in your gym, in your town, and in the industry. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you take a screenshot and tag us, we really, really appreciate it. It really helps get this message out to help improve our industry and keep people in their personal training careers. Enjoy the app. Well, I squatted the other day. Put wraps on for the first time in 2 years.
Where'd you do that?
At home.
Oh, okay.
I felt delicious.
Did you wrap your own knees?
I did. I actually can do it now.
Yep.
Yeah. There's something about the health status, let's call it, that I was in last time I wore wraps.
Big and fat is what we call it, guys.
Yeah, amongst other things. That I was incapable of completing 2 wraps without getting hand pump.
Yeah. Couldn't tie my shoelaces up, let alone wrap my knees.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where do you sit at the moment for this prep? Because, like, every time I speak to you, it's fucking different.
It's shit
out. I'm not doing it, and then I'm going to make it.
Yeah, look. Look, I'm a sneaky for 550, and if I hit 550, I'll be fucking stoked.
Yeah. So what do you got to do to hit that?
If I can squat 200.
250 dead.
Then I'll pull... whatever needs to happen on the deadlift.
Yeah, because
it's a good chance it'll just happen.
Yeah.
I've never missed. Oh, actually, I have. I missed last comp. But I'm pretty confident walking up to whatever needs to happen on the deadlift.
So what, 120 bench?
Yeah, well, I moved 110 pretty easy. So, yeah, I think 120. So, that gives me 320.
That's 320 all up. If you'd squat 200, bench 120.
Yeah, so 230 then, left.
Yeah, 230.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be right.
That'd be a really, really, really good day. That's my, if like everything goes perfectly, that's my perfect day.
Okay.
Which is what I totaled last time I competed at this body weight.
And looking confident for the 5K apparently.
Yeah, run will be easy.
Yeah. So when you say easy, what does that mean?
So my goal there was to run a sub 30-minute 5K.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'll do that.
Destroy that.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me a little nervous is I'd have no context as to what a 60-meter elevation means.
Where are you running?
Around, it's what's called Run the Rock, around Hanging Rock.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know...
60 meters, would that be like over a period of time up 60 meters?
If you think about what 50 meters looks like on a football field.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
And you stand that upright, that's really fucking high. But if you think about that over 5 kilometers, it's not too bad. So
it just depends on like what the gradual increase in the gradient is. If it's just like, here's 60 meters.
Yeah. But it's fine. Yeah. I'm willing to kill myself for 30 minutes. 30 minutes of high discomfort. It's okay.
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. And then golf has been the winner because I do it the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've taken like 8 shots off my handicap since just before Christmas.
Yeah.
So, we played at a course that I hadn't played in, hadn't played 18 there maybe 6 months to a year. And I shaved 10 shots.
Yeah, it's huge.
So, it just means I was really shit before, but.
Yeah. No, you're just getting better now.
95 is not terrible anyway.
Yeah. I think I'm getting, I need to stop playing golf so my handicap stops going down.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
because like you're mares. Just one bad day away from that handicap not helping you.
Yeah.
Because we're at the point now where it's like 3 holes I have to make par.
Mm.
It's like,
yeah.
Any more than that, and it's asking for a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Tim.
Dylan Sim, which comp are you doing?
Pro Raw. Pro Raw. He'll see you this weekend.
Coming for you, bro. Coming for you. Lol. Now, also, shout out to Dylan, used to work with us, now working with another coach, but killing it.
Mm.
Good to see
you.
Yeah,
yeah. Good luck on the weekend, bro.
Pro Stacks, so good luck. A couple other friends of the show, Laura from Fox Physio will be on Friday. Looks fucking terrifying. I think she benched like 92 at like 65 kilos or something. It's terrifying. I don't know. Do we have any others that we've worked with and stuff? Obviously, Will Crozier, Anthony Krusner.
Something in that
kind of style of last name that suggests strength.
Big human.
Yeah. They just sound massive. Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe you are. Good luck to the boys. I think Anthony's doing wraps on Friday and Will's... Okay.
So they split
sleeves.
The days, have they?
Yeah, which is a bit annoying, to be honest.
Yeah, because you want to see...
Yeah, it's like, I just want to go see all the best people lift all the weight. Yeah,
you got to go a weekend.
But it's like, then you got to go Friday and Sunday, and it's in Frankston. It's far.
Yep.
So, I might go out for a day, but the live stream will be on, so I'll just have that rolling all weekend. So, yeah. Good luck to everybody, but obviously those specific people we know.
100%.
What comp am I doing? Ben's Army in Ballarat.
Yeah, it's the local meet.
Yeah. That's all I know.
Yep.
When I entered, there was like 8 entries. And then I've just like started posting about it, and then like all these people are like, I'm doing that, or I've got clients in that. So I'm like, I just think no one's entered yet. So should be good.
Cool.
So the other thing that I'll just tell you all, well, because we're all here, we'll just have a meeting while we're recording.
Sure.
So I picked up not by accident, very deliberately sought out a book to improve our back end efficiency. So we've been talking a lot about how we want to introduce like better business metrics and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then obviously one of the biggest issues that we always have, like you and I specifically, is like the overwhelm that comes with, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. So I want to solve that problem. So we've stopped and started Trello like fucking 6 times. We obviously have an in-house communication system that we sometimes use. So it's been really interesting. I'm about a third of the way into the book, and it's like communication. There's 3 categories, and the first one's communication. I'm only there. I'm up to that at the moment.
You don't know the other 2 categories?
Not right now.
Do you know the name of the book?
Yeah, Coming Up for Air, it's called. All
right, let's have a look.
So yeah, so what I aim to do is during this rebuild phase is actually rebuild the back end as well. So
interesting.
One thing that's really stood out, which I found really cool from people that work in a team environment, so if you're putting on coaches and all that kind of stuff, is we communicate based on, again, using that push-pull analogy, we work on efficiency to send information rather than efficiency to retrieve information.
Yeah.
So that would mean I need information. So Dad's in the corner just fucking nodding, our admin man. I would make a decision that like if I message Jace this question, I'll get an answer really quickly.
Yeah.
And or I can tell him something really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if he needs it tomorrow or in a week or in a month, he doesn't know where that information is. So instead, you need to communicate based on efficiency of retrieval of information, which is fucking cool.
I like that.
So a lesson I think that we can take from that. By the way, the books are already, I think they're almost at my house. I bought you all one. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Where was I going with that? I think it's actually really useful to look at from a client perspective as well.
Mm.
So we got a little bit of a tease with our app launching the chat function and then it not quite being ready and it going away, which is fine.
Mine sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'll just stop using it.
Yeah, yeah, I just haven't told my guys about it again. But it kind of solves that problem, and it's something that I try and communicate to my clients is like, if you message me on Instagram and it doesn't go in a check-in or some note in your program or something like that, I'm going to forget it.
Mm.
Like it's like ineffective retrieval of information because it's like it's the fastest way for the client to contact you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I need to be able to retrieve that information at some point when I'm actually at my computer, not even just at my computer, like in a position where I can action what I'm reading.
Mm.
And if I'm not and I open it some other time, it's obviously going to become a problem. So yeah. I just thought that would be worthwhile sharing for people. But did you find the book?
I did. It was too hard to find the other two parts.
What's the author's name?
That's
all right, I got it here.
You should be able to search the name of the book. Is it George Orwell?
That's Coming Up for Air. This one's called Come Up for Air.
Oh.
By Nick Sonnenberg.
All right.
It's very good.
This one.
Oh, it's on audio as well. Should have just made Audible. You guys listen to it. Oof, would have cost me a lot less.
I finally cancelled my Audible subscription.
Did you? How many credits have you got outstanding?
Four.
That's not too bad.
Can you transfer them to people?
Should be able to. You can still use them.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, because you've paid for them. That's how they get you back.
Because I was that dude that like would get one book like every like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
So and I'd have like 400... credits.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, these ones are about to expire. And I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get a book.
Buy heaps of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, this isn't working. This is inefficient. If I just want a book, I'll just buy it.
Yes. Well, the hardcover is coming. Yeah. But if you want to listen to it, I won't be offended.
No. I'm old school.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's like fucking
another old joke.
This one's like pen and paper out for me.
Well, if it's my own book, I can like write on it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I've got it on the Kindle, so I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because Kindle is life. Yeah, when are you buying one?
I don't know. I'm resistant to any more screen time.
Yeah.
It's just like another device.
Yeah, I don't get the same feeling as like a device because the light's different.
It's just a book?
What's that?
It's not like an iPad or anything?
No, it doesn't do anything else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's like a flat light.
Yeah.
So I can't communicate effectively, but it's not like a phone screen, so it doesn't. Okay.
I just had this assumption it was like a iPad.
No. I'm like, literally,
fuck, I don't need something else that can take notifications.
Yeah, the only thing it does is hold books.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you get away from me, you. Dropping bombs last week or the other time. Get out. Yeah.
For those listening, the dog has entered the room, not me.
And I listened to that episode and I got PTSD after it.
I actually find it good. It more so because I can have lights off.
Yeah.
I have it on black screen at night time. It's like I can read and then just turn it off and go to sleep.
Yep.
I've even, because I'm prone to a 3 a.m. stare at the roof for 2 hours, kind of when stress load is high.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. And I found...
up at 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah, I've noticed that if I turn that on and read, I can go straight back to sleep. Because it breaks that loop that I get.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure... Just to put it out there for other PTs, because we have this conversation in standout in like Q&A and stuff a lot. Mm. Like, it still happens. Like, it's normal.
What?
To like waking wake up
with overwhelm and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just like looping on shit and all that kind of stuff. Like, it happens to everybody.
Yeah, you just do it in different things.
Yeah.
You just think about something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. There's like I have to message my client. There's like a technique you can do when you're in bed. I can't remember what it is. This is useless because it has no value. It's something to do with your breath and it's got something to do with like these pressure points and shit. Apparently, yep. Like, it's a really effective way to, like, just if you get yourself worked up to go back to sleep.
Look, my wife...
And there's, like, a six-minute little app program you can get to teach yourself how to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I wonder if it's on Headspace.
Possibly.
So, I've used Headspace in the past. My wife is a qualified hypnotherapist, and I just need to, like, do a session with her and get the recording. But it's like, I said to... She was talking about last night. I was like, I don't know if I could lay next to you and listen to your voice through a hypnotherapy kind of...
Yeah, at the same time,
it's like
receive that, man.
Yeah, so
it's like anyone who tries to train their partner.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that'll. I don't know. Maybe I should fucking try it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? But she actually said the best way to do it is your own voice. So you do the recording yourself.
Yeah.
It's the most effective way to get into like subconscious minor shit. So.
You know the best thing to do when that happens for me.
CBD oil.
Yeah, we'll just get high as fuck. Yeah. not to the point where like you eat the house down.
Look,
though.
I know someone that used that technique over the weekend. And it was very effective.
Yeah,
just as a reset.
Yeah, it is very effective.
Mm.
Yeah,
did I tell you I'm moving house?
I heard.
Mm.
Going on. I'm like, fuck. I'm gonna have to find someone else to play golf with.
Nah.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Yeah, but like,
you'll come in
Wednesdays. Like it's just
so I'm coming in Wednesdays and Fridays because I'll be here for the pod.
It sounds better than is. I'm gonna have to find someone else to play golf with.
I'm keeping my Werribee membership, put it that way.
All right.
So I'll be here for podcast Wednesday.
Yep.
And I'll be here for training Fridays and meetings. Sure. So we'll just probably play during the day straight after pods on Wednesdays instead. Look how sad we are. Like, oh, gotta be moving away.
Yeah. I'm running out of people to play golf with.
Yeah. Either that or I'll just play with your mate up there.
Yeah, sorry.
All the time.
Dogs.
I'm
not moving up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not 100%. Nah, no way. You want me to be a depressed mess? Take me to, I don't even know what it'd be called. Too far away from here.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Oh, so my thing that I didn't tell you about.
Yeah.
So.
Hit me.
What's up, guys? Hope you're enjoying the episode. Just wanted to jump in. Quick reminder about this month's competition. You can go into the draw to win $4,000 worth of prizes. So that's 12 weeks free in our Standout PT program and a branding pack from MA Services. All you need to do to enter is share this podcast to your story and tag STCFit_learning and follow STCFit_learning and MA Services, that's EMAY, on Instagram. And then either hit subscribe on YouTube or give us a 5-star review on Spotify to go into the draw. Let's get back to the show.
So I'm presenting off the back of that workshop that I did.
Yeah.
I now have another workshop booked on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, after that workshop.
What did you do?
So it's for staff, right? I'm about to ask for permission.
Oh, okay.
So it's for staff. So yeah. I'm going to present. Then there's a lunch.
Yeah.
Then the team is going to Big Swing.
Yeah, cool.
So they're going to Big Swing at 2 o'clock on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is Q&A.
I have to do Q&A.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
If it had been anything other than golf, I would have just been like, oh, I'm not coming, bro.
Oh, no.
But I was like,
it's Big Swing. It's not like you're doing 18 rounds at like Royal Melbourne or something. Yeah. I'm like, you fucking dog. I'm coming.
Q&A is cancelled. I'll be absent for Q&A on Thursday.
Q&A's are the most fun when Ben's not there. He just doesn't realize it. We talk about all kinds of shit, mainly bodybuilding.
Tell you what, yesterday, because I've presented 4 weeks in a row, I think.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you ran in the workshop. I was like, whoa, is it my time to get shit done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
An extra 9 minutes.
I was actually prepared for that one for once.
It was fire yesterday. Very good workshop. Yeah.
I was going to message you and say, like, I just survived that. Because... That took everything.
Yeah, look, obviously I was doing stuff, but everything I heard was very good.
It took all my might. I tried not to let anyone know that I was like under the weather.
Yeah.
But I could tell they could feel it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You could feel it.
Oh, yeah. And they could see it.
Well, I wasn't watching, so maybe that helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sounded okay.
All right.
How's your new microphone?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Good. No problems.
What? Tell the people what it is.
So I've got a Rode USB. I think it's called an NT or something.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's cheaper than the Yeti. It's more aesthetic than the Yeti. Mm-hmm. And it actually fucking works. Yeah. So there's one out to Logitech with your fucking shit microphones.
Look, To be fair,
nah, mate.
When the Yeti came out, bro. When it came out, it was the GOAT.
Yeah, but like you can't just like, oh, we've updated Windows and it doesn't work.
Look,
we
the
don't
fact
know how
that
to fix
it doesn't
it.
Work now is shithouse.
Yeah, it's like we don't, but they don't even know how to fix it, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what? Companies, you fired me up now. Companies where you can't contact a person who works there for support is not it.
Yeah.
Not in this day and age. It's like, I don't understand how it's like, oh, he go into our support section and it's just a bunch of questions, like arbitrary questions.
Yeah.
And it's like, was this helpful? No. And then that's it.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Either buy a new one or fuck off.
So I wonder what's out like. Obviously, we have the Logi HD webcams.
Mm. That's good.
I wonder what the new level of tech there is.
No, the best ones are like a camera, like that.
Yeah.
They just stick a camera, actual camera on your computer.
There's a couple of webcams out now for a few years. They just have big lenses.
Yeah. Are they better than our one? Because yours looks sick, but you obviously have like... When Tam comes onto our calls, it's like fucking...
It's gross.
Yeah, like...
Can you make it so that the like you're focused and the background's like kind of blurry?
Yeah,
with software.
Yeah, see, I like that. Like that look. Yeah. It makes it look crisper.
Mm.
But it's just a setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it makes people think like, oh, they're filming in like 8K.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're just blurring the background. You can just see the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not... I the lighting isn't amazing in my office, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think I actually need to put the halo light back behind my computer for filming.
So unaesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get one of those things.
You've got one of those
get
lights.
Get the Lytra Glow. So that's by... Logitech, so sometimes they make good shit.
And the camera's good.
Yeah, sometimes, all right, mate? Well, you work for Logitech. Where's the sponsorship? That's the next sponsorship.
Bring it in. No, we've got another sponsorship announcement maybe next week.
Ooh, making moves.
Maybe.
Was it? The underwear place. The one, the ball shaver. What's it called? Manscaped.
guys, all right. Exactly 12 months ago, almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Within a month. We actually got approached by Manscaped to put them on the pod, but I've seen too many memes about it's like another white guy podcast and was like the new X5000 ball mower or some shit like that.
Lawn mower, but
No, like they were making fun of it.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and like talking about crypto, saying bro.
Yeah.
And like biohacking, I think, with four. Okay. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we're starting to fall into that stereotype pretty hard there. Yep. So we didn't go with that.
I feel like it's not fair to the... I don't think the demographic's very male dominated. I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah,
the
I would be interested to see those stats.
I don't think it'd be fair to listeners to just have a ball shaver as a... main part of the sponsorship. Hey, it works in the shower.
After Jess just put up that lovely post about us being so inclusive and understanding and stuff. It's fucking, you know.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
I agree.
I found that very interesting.
Because I don't operate, I don't even pay attention
to that. So my response to Jess, so if you guys didn't see it, Jess put up a really heartfelt and we're really grateful for her saying it. Obviously, she's been with us. About 4 months now.
I think so. November.
Talking about like International Women's Day last week and like a lot of people obviously, it's a good day to be outraged like most other days. It's
a good day to be
like,
offended.
Yeah. So like stop giving us cupcakes and pay us equally and all that shit. And Jess just kind of came out and said like the environment that...
Sorry. Stop giving us cupcakes.
Look, it's a fair argument, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just you just said that so punchy and moved on from it. It's good.
Clip it. So just like that how since she'd been in the environment with us and that she was listening and said that like I think 3 out of the last 4 podcast guests have been women and blah 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 blah. And I said to Jess, I was like, I think the reason why is because it never fucking crosses our mind.
Yeah.
Never do I sit down and be like, now we really need to target a female guest to come on.
Even she said like a male dominated business. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
I think the only time we've ever had that conversation was like back early and we had like 6 guys.
Yeah.
And we were like, we need some feminine energy in this room
bad.
To control everybody.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. But I think that that's the fake kind of bullshit of like the companies jumping on. It's the cupcake thing. It's like the company jumping on the whatever thing to kind of virtue signal that they're a company that cares and all that kind
of
shit.
Is that like really just going out of your way to bring a female on board, just keep everyone happy, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pitchforks are coming. I think we just look for the best person at the time.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's the same. I think that should be widespread across most other places as well. So if there's a place in the workplace for women and you don't have enough of them, go for it.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't pick that person just because of that. Pick the best person for the role.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And it's like, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And there's environment, like, I mean, there's other environments where it's the other way as well.
Mm.
Like going to teaching. It's like,
there's
fucking barely any men.
Yeah.
Because they can't interact with children without people calling them fucking pedophiles.
Doesn't help.
Yeah. It's like they can't. So they're just like, I'm going to take myself out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I know that like obviously it's a lot bigger on the other side, but we just look at things like we need someone to fulfill this role.
Yeah.
Or we need to bring someone in who's got this attitude.
Yeah. I think that whole like social political element, because it goes way beyond like gender, goes to all sorts of shit. It's just like, I'm just looking for, I want to work with people who are good at the thing that they do.
Yeah, and you like them.
And align with my values.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't care if you've got fucking face tattoos, you're a female, you're a male. Like, I don't care.
No, neither.
Just like, can we both move towards a common goal together? Yes, let's do the thing. That's it.
Yeah. But it was still kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was good to see that that's actually, because we never think about it, that it's positively received from everyone.
Yeah. I wonder if people, other businesses in, I don't know, I wonder if other fitness businesses think and operate that way.
Because
it's kind of just like I said, you just kind of fall into like the best people, right?
Yeah, I think that there would be.
Oh, actually, no. There's female-dominated businesses and male-dominated businesses.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I reckon there would be companies out there that would be like, we need a specific look.
Yeah.
To be at the front of our business to get a very specific outcome.
Yeah.
I think that definitely happens.
Yeah, actually, that was a very naive thing of me to say.
Yeah.
I'll take that back.
Yeah, I think that's definitely.
It's just me trying to be like Ben, optimistic. Hey. I'm trying, man. Hey. I'm trying.
Hey, I've done my sensor app this morning. I've journaled. I've had coffee. I'm like full optimism.
Good.
Yeah.
As long as it's channeled in the right area, Ben.
Yeah.
So I'll bring you back in if it's not. This guy's a piece of shit.
Oh, low key. Actually, no, I'll tell you about that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone is using a name that we used to use, and we really have had some serious issues with this person in the past, and someone sent it to me yesterday.
Oh, really?
And I was just like,
I don't even know who you're talking about, and I reckon I already know who
you
it
do
is.
You do know who we're talking about. Yeah,
shocked.
Yeah. So we had a particular podcast series called this for a while. I think we even called the course that for a bit. And it's someone else's named there. Most recent iteration of it, and I didn't hold back in the chat, and he was just like, I won't ask any more questions. Cool.
Good on you, Ben.
I feel like I've hit a button there.
Yeah, go Ben.
Fuck that guy. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there. And you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. I did want to, obviously, with this back end chat, I thought it might be useful because we've got a few people in the course that are experiencing this like overwhelm, anxiety, help kind of feeling.
Yep.
I've probably had that conversation with 3 or 4 people inside the course in the last week, maybe 2 weeks.
Mm.
I know you experience it.
Yeah.
what would your advice be to someone who's feeling overwhelmed, stretched, under the pump?
Vocalize it. Mm. We always talk about communication is the most important thing. So it's like, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you shouldn't think that that's like a sign of weakness. Because sometimes it can be considered like a little bit of an ego thing to like, you know, there can be an ego thing that's like an ego complex that like tells you to push it away.
Yeah.
So I think that having a support network to talk about it is important. And we talk about it in Stand Out all the time, like share your struggles and your victories.
Mm.
Don't just share your victories because then it just becomes an Instagram highlight reel.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives people a false sense of like what small business is like. Small business is a fucking slog. You know, it is the legit, it's legit the Rocky fucking, like the whole five fucking movies in one. It's just like taking punches and getting up.
Yeah. I was actually, when I was sort of conceptualizing that post this morning about like the destination outcome, I was like, I didn't end up writing it because only we would give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, small business is a lot like golf.
Mm.
It's like...
sometimes good, sometimes not.
Most of the time hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes, fucking rinsed it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good contact.
Got it within, we're pin eye. 2 inches left of the cup.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hole 15th at Werribee. And then, but it's a lot like that.
The next hole, you spray your driver out into the fucking...
exactly. And there's probably... over. More times that you will go on a double bogey streak than there is than you'll go on a par birdie streak.
Yeah.
And that one good shot a hole that keeps you coming back. It's like there's that victory week, that ticking off the thing that I've totally hijacked this, but like
it's fine.
That moment that is worth it all. And it comes back to obviously being in line with your values and achievement and all that kind of stuff. But I think most of us expect once I get over this hump,
it'll be easy.
Yeah. So go back to what you're saying. So vocalize it.
Yeah. Vocalize it. Have a support network. You know, sometimes like if I get overwhelmed, I'm just like, bam, I'm overwhelmed. And he's like, all right, let's just have a look at everything. And I'm like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like emotion distorts logic.
Mm.
So you can't be logical because you've gotten so emotional.
You should write that on a tweet post and put it on Instagram.
Yeah,
good line that.
Clip that. it's just like you get that emotional that you can't think rationally.
Yeah.
And then that's when someone else comes in. Because it happens with everything. Like you're just like, I don't know what to do here. And someone's like, why don't you just do this? And you're like, oh, dude. And it's like, you just can't. There's no other lens to look through bar like the lens of like overwhelm, and then you just go, oh, it's too hard. I'm just going to be overwhelmed.
Mm.
So yeah, it's like, I think that having a support network and vocalizing it and, you know, having the ego death of like asking for help and letting people know that you're feeling that way is really important to do.
Yeah.
Because you always leave a conversation like that feeling better.
Yeah.
I've never had a conversation like that with you or my wife or whoever, and I've left that conversation feeling worse than I started it.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I think like people need to address the expectation thing as well.
Yep.
Obviously like we all want to reference our career success off the 1% or the 0.1% of people that you see go become an overnight success, or they look like they're an overnight success, but you don't see the work they did behind the scenes to get there. But it's like really for 99.9% of the people in a business, it's like just slow, progressive.
Yeah.
It's just a slow, progressive grind.
Mm.
That has a little bit of a bleed at the same time.
Yep.
You know, and that's kind of the way it is. And
yeah.
I think as long as you know what you're working towards and where you should avert your attention, and sometimes you need help to do that, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Would you go as far as to say if you're not experiencing those feelings?
Yeah, you're not pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, you're not. You're probably not where you need to be. I don't think you need to be there all the time. And we've definitely have periods where it's like,
it's easier than other times. Like now I'm getting into that stage where every week's a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's 100% feel like
where like the start of the year, when I was like, oh, I feel like I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I was more terrified because I know that, that, you know, I'm getting uncomfortable now. It's like, there's like a lot of things to do and you know, we're going into the unknown a little bit now.
Mm.
These
sort of like phases of build
are
always highly stressful.
Yeah, because you're building something you haven't built before as well.
Yeah, and it's like, I hope that the next 3 months. So I would say we're, if we look at the seasons of business, you've basically got build, maintenance,
consolidate,
build, growth, maintenance, or regression.
Yeah.
They're your four seasons.
Mm.
They come whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
We all like to pretend regression never comes, but it does.
Yeah.
So I think when you're in build, that's probably the most overwhelming one. Yeah. I think it's even more overwhelming than regression.
Yeah. Yeah, I think depending on what you're building, yeah.
Because regression's usually, it tends to go unnoticed a little bit. And then it's like, to fix regression,
you gotta build.
You need build. Mm. So that means you've got pressure of what has happened and pressure of what will happen.
Yeah.
And it's like...
yeah, a little bit of the unknown as well.
Yeah. So I would say we're probably 6 weeks into that.
Yeah.
With at least 12 weeks to go.
Mm.
Maybe a little bit more. Where it's like, this is... Everyone help, like link arms and let's fucking go front. Yeah,
I think it's because there's like other facets of the business that build. Like we're building. Like one part's already done and I feel like it's working quite well.
Yeah.
But there's like two parts of the
hashtag
business.
Hashtag stand out PT.
Yeah. Well, there's two parts. The mentorship's killing it as well.
Also, yes.
But yeah, it's like from a global perspective of imaging and messaging and this new subscription-based project.
Yeah.
Those things are like two things wrapped up together. We're building unknown.
Yeah.
You know, have the pressure of like what has happened, what could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's perfectly normal. And I like this is the... And as many feelings as I'm going to hurt saying this, this is where small business isn't for everyone.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like we tried to make everyone feel better understanding the benefits of the career you can have, living a lifestyle that you've built and whatever. Because I think people lose touch of like, have you had a shit job? Because I had a shit job. And I think that's why I'm so resilient now. Like I worked as a fucking food and beverage attendant at Crown Casino.
Yeah.
So what that meant is I could rock up and be sent anywhere, any place, restaurant, fucking cleaner, you name it. I could be fucking anywhere, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got treated like shit from like the first day.
Yeah.
So I know what a shit job is. I used to start at 2 a.m. I used to start at 6 p.m. and finished at 4. I used to start at 7 a.m. and finished at 5. Like,
yeah.
I used to walk in and not see daylight and walk out because the place got no fucking windows.
Yeah.
So that is the shittest job I know of. So when I walked into the gym, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's hard. Like, you got to get clients, whatever. But, like, that job was shit.
Yeah.
You know, so always reference back to that time.
Shadow's just mad snoring.
So yeah, I always reference back to that time. I'm like, okay, well, this is a much more appealing and rewarding and better job overall. But people don't remind themselves of that. The guys don't remind themselves of that. They want exponential growth. They want to always be progressing. They want to make themselves proud. They want to obviously make us proud. You know, it's just normal to have a mentor and want to please them.
Yeah.
And you're like, hang on a minute, bro. Like, you're doing a great job, but like, have a look at where you've come from, and the way you make your bread, you know, as well. And it's like just grounds you a little bit, And then I think, like I said before, it's just like all the other stuff has its play to keep you on track. But some people just can't deal with that the shit that happens, the fires that we have to pull out, you know, all the time.
And I think like, if you're in that first like 1, 2, even 3 years, that build phase is like all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of like training. It's like if you're trying to, like the progress that you needed to make from 16 to 25.
Yeah.
Like you needed to not miss a meal, not miss a workout.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's like you kind of get on the other side of that and it's like, I only train 4 days a week. It's like, oh, hang on, last time I looked, I could still bench fucking two plates or three plates, or I can still deadlift and I can still row and whatever. It's like you're kind of creating, you know,
the platform.
Yeah, this passiveness to your physique because you did all the work like leading up to it, you know. And I think that is a lesson that you can take to business, because a lot of people have this thing for training, but they don't have the same mentality for their business, you know.
I do wonder, like, I always think that, like, if I just decided to just be an online coach, like we've had this conversation where I'm not disrespecting anyone, but it's like people that are online coaches only and they're like, oh, I'm so busy.
Yeah.
Mark. Just like, I'm not I don't know. Yeah. Are you?
Do you just spread out your work on purpose?
Yeah. Like, it's just like, I feel like I would be bored for one, but I think if there's obviously people that can go through that build phase, kick back to that maintenance and not have to kind of stay in that zone. So maybe there is, it's not small business always to feel like we do, but if you are like us and you just want to make continual improvement, and for us, it's like not being in the same place as we were last year.
Yeah.
If you're that person, this is the feeling.
Yeah. I think there's times.
Yeah.
I don't feel overwhelmed all the time.
Yeah.
You know, just comes in ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
But it's always like, you always feel overwhelmed when you got heaps of shit to do.
Have you seen the Jocko Willink good speech?
Oh, yeah, I have. Is that the one where he's like, good? Yeah. After everything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think like, if that gets you, like, in, like when you started saying like, small business isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
I think if you watch that video and you get G'd up.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
If you're like, the fuck is wrong with this guy? It's a warning.
It's like the first time getting punched in the face when you're trying to box. It's like, either like it or you don't.
Yeah. Or for me, it was punching someone else.
Yeah.
Getting punched was fine.
I don't like it.
It's punching someone else.
Getting punched in the face. I was like, this is not good.
I don't enjoy this.
I don't like it, and it can't be good for my brain.
Yeah. All right. I found it.
What did you find? You would call me up. Are we going to get demonetized for this? Oh, no.
Oh, will we?
That was going on. And he'd say, boss, we got this and that and the other thing. And I'd look at him and I'd say, good. And finally one day he was telling me about some issue that he was having, some problem. And he said, I already know what you're going to say. And I said, well, what am I going to say? He said, you're going to say good. He said, that's what you always say. When something is wrong and going bad, you always just look at me and say, good. And I said, well, yeah, when things are going bad, there's going to be some good that's going to come from it. Didn't get the new high-speed gear we wanted? Good. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Oh, mission got canceled? Direct subordinates, one of the guys that worked for me. He would.
That's the two-minute version. I can't skip a minute, so you guys can go find it. Tam put it in the show notes. It's my solution to every problem. So yeah, I think if that kind of gets you a little G'd and you can subscribe to that, business, small business might be for you.
Yeah.
Don't leave it there.
It's a big build at the start, so just know that the initial build can take a little
bit. It's hard. Yeah. All right.
Okay,
so what do you need to do? You need to share this to your Instagram story. Tag at @stcfit_learning.
Mm-hmm.
Follow @stcfit_learning and at @maservices, @EMAY. 5-star review on Spotify and or subscribe on YouTube and comment. $4,000, 12 weeks of standout PT. And
it's a huge prize.
Brand kickstart from @maServices.
Yeah, huge.
We may, I can't confirm or deny that there may be another little tack on to that next week.
Just getting better and better.
See, I can keep secrets. Look at me go. All right. See you next week, guys.
Ciao.